Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joyce LaValle. Joyce, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Kemp?
I'm good. This is a huge day for you, and I'm so glad you had time to make us a part of it and talk to our listeners. You're actually, as of today, for those who don't know Joyce, she's actually an icon in the business. She's been in it for 22 years. She's the Senior Vice President of Marketing at Interface, and I guess that's emeritus now as of today. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. A big day. A day I've been planning for a long time.
Yeah, so you're retiring. Let's talk a little bit about your background, if you would, because there's a lot of things I want to ask you, but I want to get through this real quick. You're originally a native of England. Your husband's an architect, and I was right. I mean, you've been at Interface for 22 years, right?
That is right.
And you have had an unbelievably broad range of responsibilities. You've been in manufacturing. Why don't you tell us all the different positions you've had?
Gosh, I don't know if I'll remember them all, but let me kind of start through my life. I started as the showroom manager in Washington, D.C.,
uh-huh.
And then I actually became a salesperson, calling primarily on the architectural and design community.
Right.
I actually for a while left Interface and went to a division of Staircase, and in that role became the regional vice president for the West Coast for that company.
All right.
Then I was rehired by Interface and became the regional vice president for them in Southern California.
In sales. And Showcase, by the way, is a furniture company, is that right?
It is a furniture company, that's right.
Uh-huh.
And then I was then tapped to, Interface had just purchased Prince Street, and I got the opportunity, tremendous opportunity, to become head of sales and marketing for Prince Street, and then was named president and CEO.
Okay.
And so it
sales,
goes on and on.
Yeah, sales, manufacturing, HR, training. It's unbelievable. Now, here's a secret that a lot of people don't know, and I hope you don't mind me revealing it. But, I mean, everybody knows, and anybody who reads Floor Focus certainly knows, that Interface is recognized as being, you know, one of the greenest companies. Actually, every October we ask the design community, you know, tell us in the flooring business, who do you think of when you think of green companies? And the number one vote usually comes in for Interface. And, you know, it's been a long time coming. It's been through Ray Anderson's speeches and all the things you guys have done around Mission Zero. But one thing that's very interesting is the story about the fact that your daughter, I guess, studied waste management. She asked you to read a book called Ecology and Commerce, and you actually handed that book to Ray Anderson. And I guess that was one of the elements that kind of got him on this whole Mission Zero bent, right?
Well, yes, it was. And I actually didn't hand it to him. At the time, that would have seemed presumptuous on my part. So what I did was ask somebody to put it on the corner of his desk so that as he rounded the desk, he would pick it up. So so who would ever know, you know, what somebody would do once they read something? But obviously, it had a profound effect.
In many ways, you're kind of part of the instigation behind what's made you guys tremendously successful in this sustainability effort.
Well, let's make sure we give my daughter the credit.
Okay, fantastic.
She was the one that asked her mother to do it.
Uh-huh. And actually, your daughter is playing a role in kind of what you're going to do next. I mean, you are going to retire. I'm sure you'll probably do some consulting for Interface, but you're going to retire, and you're actually going to move out, I guess, to Washington State to be closer to your daughter. Is that right?
That's right. And actually, I love the word transition, not necessarily retire, because I agree with you. I still think I still have lots of energy to do something else. And yes, Melissa lives in Olympia, Washington, which is exactly why that's always been my plan to go there.
All right. That's fantastic. And now your husband's an architect in Atlanta. Well, he also, I guess you both be moving out there, right?
Yes. He's got a couple of hotel jobs that he's doing at the moment. And when he finishes those, he'll join me out there.
All right, fantastic. Have you all bought a place out there yet?
We have.
Oh, great. Is it a LEED home?
It is not a LEED home, but it is the equivalent in the state of Washington, built to specific standards for the state of Washington. So very small and very small footprint and energy efficient and all of those terrific things.
Well, as you look back over your 22 years of being not only in the flooring industry, but more specifically in the commercial contract end of the flooring industry, how have you seen the industry evolve?
Well, of course, lots of changes, Kemp, lots of changes in technology, you know, that have afforded the commercial marketplace some really incredible looks and styling in carpet, so that's a big change. When I started, there were 6 products to sell, and they were all kind of the same.
Right.
So that's a very, very dramatic change. Also, of course, the embracing responsibility and sustainability is a very big change, and the carpet industry certainly seems to lead in the building products arena on that subject. And then I would also have to say, of course, the advent of more women in the field. You know, today, you know, I was one of 3 salespeople at the time when I joined, and now that we're women, and now about 50% of the sales force are female. So that is also bodes well to have that kind of diversity.
Right. And you've always been kind of known as, I mean, with your, I guess, being originally from London, and you have a little accent in your voice. So, I mean, you're a lady of style, and you have for a long time been kind of a go-to person, I think, in the design community, and seen as a leader on both the manufacturing and the design side, haven't you?
Well, I think that's lovely for you to say that. I'd like to think that I set an example. I hope that's true.
Yeah.
And obviously, also, it was work I loved, so it's always easy to do work you love.
What is it? I know you say this is a transition, it's not retirement, but this is a good time for me to ask you, what is it that you want to be remembered for in the business?
Well, I'd be proud to be remembered for, you know, the sustainability and being one of many people inside Interface that have led that. I mean, that's certainly not mine, but I've loved that work. And then the other part is I would really like to be known and hope to continue the work in women's leadership.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you took me to my next question was, after you get settled in Olympia, Washington, what were you going to focus your time on next?
Those 2 subjects.
Those 2 subjects. Okay, fantastic. So you're going to continue to be stay plugged in as many, because, you know, one of the things, when I first purchased Floor Focus, you were tremendous as far as sharing with me some of the people in your Rolodex. So I guess you will continue to stay in touch with those people.
So many of those people have become really close, dear friends. So, yes, I would hope so.
All right. Well, Joyce, I appreciate you spending time with us. I did want to catch you today, and it's a special to me for you to spend a few minutes on your last day at Interface in full-time employment. And so we've been talking to Joyce LaValle, who is Senior Vice President of Marketing Emeritus at Interface, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.